I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The death toll from flooding in Mozambique has risen to 55. 150,000 people have been displaced, too. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says the coastal town of Shishai was hit hard.
The bridges and the causeways that normally are used to go out of Shishai have been already placed underwater.
ASM has a recording studio in Shishai to put God's Word in audio. The flooding stopped a digital player shipment. The community is struggling, but it's providing a great opportunity for the gospel.
They are often reminded that they need more, and that's when their hearts turn to the Lord. So many of the Christians will be ministering to these other folks during this time.
Next, you know the saying, give a man a fish and you'll feed him for a day, but teach him how to fish and he'll never go hungry again? Well, that's kind of the idea behind Living Water International's WASH program. Along with providing a clean water source, LWI teaches people about sanitation and hygiene. LWI's Paul Derizek says,
then it's the people from the village itself that are saving as many lives as we can by providing safe drinking water.
The WASH program is making an eternal difference, too.
They're empowering to local people, which is especially important in Haiti. And lastly, they develop the relationships within which we share the gospel.
And 15,000 Russian orphans are released into the world each year without being adopted. Most of these teens are around 16 years old. Many of them get caught up in things like drugs, crime, prostitution, or even suicide. Orphan Outreach started a budgeting class last month for these orphan graduates. Teens taking the class are learning how to limit unnecessary spending, account for their finances, and save their money for important things. Pray for these orphans in the program. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get our free daily e-news blasts at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.